What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch with CJ Johnson.
Joining us for a look this week at films on the big and small screen is CJ Johnson. CJ, good evening. Welcome back to Nightlife.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Philip. Glad to be here, as always.
Good to have you with us. Now, in cinemas, The Conference, we've also got a thing called What Josiah Saw, and on Amazon, Emergency. Let's start with The Conference. What's this?
Wow, this is a bold, bold movie. It's a brave movie. It's a big, risky film, and you'll understand why very, very shortly, because it is one of those films that if it had been done badly, and it's not, it's done very, very well, but if it had been done badly, it could have been a travesty. So what this is how much do you know about the WANSI conference or the WANSI conference?
Not much.
Okay, so the WANSI conference was a conference held in a beautiful Berlin lakeside mansion on the 20th of January in 1942, where, and trigger warning for those who may be so, where leading members of the Nazi regime, including the SS and the Reich Chancellery and the ministries and the police and administration of the various regions of Germany, met to discuss the final solution to the Jewish question. That's in quotation marks. That was the agenda, the final solution to the Jewish question. So this was a gathering, essentially, of regional authorities to be told by the SS and the Reich Chancellery what was going to happen and how they were going to proceed. So this screenplay of this movie is derived from the actual minutes of this meeting as recorded by Adolf Eichmann. So essentially, it is a staging of the actual minutes of one of the most horrendous meetings ever. And you may wonder, well, what's the point, I suppose? And I guess the point is living history. It's absolutely compelling. It's extremely engaging. And I also learned an enormous amount. So as a piece of history, it is terrifically done. Now, obviously, with something like this, the risk you run is to beg the question, why? Why stage the minutes of such an atrocious event? And if you glamorize is the wrong word, but even if you dramatize it too much, if you sensationalize it in the slightest, it could go all the wrong ways. And this is not sensationalized. It's certainly not glamorized. It's told tastefully and respectfully, and it is suffused with artistic integrity. And yet it still works as a quote unquote piece of entertainment. You are still engaged as it is as a 2-hour movie, you know, worthy of you going to the cinema to see. And it is still quote unquote thrilling and compelling and all of that stuff, while basically telling you what these horrible people said in this horrible circumstance. And as I say, it is very, very much worth seeing as history, but it also really does work as a filmic event.
Who made this?
The director's name is not right at the top of my tongue, but I will find out for you very shortly. He's a young German director.
So that's what I wanted. So it's a German project.
It's German, and all the actors are German, and it's in German. It's a German film. Germany is constantly making films about its Nazi past. When I saw the program for the German Film Festival this year, I was astonished how many of the films were still about World War II. I would go so close as to say I think about 50% of the films in the German Film Festival this year were about World War II. I mean, Germany continues to examine it, and I guess that's going to go on for a long, long time. But this is a film that really examines it. And I mean, when you hear the idea, it's very audacious, but it does work, and it works spectacularly well. The acting is all really good. None of it is over the top. You know, it's stolid and sober. and meaningful. And I guess what you're really seeing is you're really seeing the way that these things were argued about and debated by, ironically, what seem like on the surface, relatively rational people. I guess it's one more picture of what seem like rational people caught up in one of the greatest irrationalities of human history, if you know what I mean. And that's what I guess it drives at. How can a lot of quote-unquote normal people get caught up in something so abnormal?
It's called The Conference, and it's in cinemas from next week.
It's really good.
All right. What's this one? What Josiah Saw?
This is very, very different entirely. Different, you know, the kettle of fish at all. This is debuting on Shudder, which is a streaming service devoted to horror films and thriller films. And I haven't really looked at them too much, but this one I saw a few months ago when it played at the Fantastic Film Festival in Sydney, and I absolutely loved it. And I said, when this comes out in whatever form, I've got to review it. And it is coming out finally on Shudder, and it's really good. What this is a Southern Gothic, a classic Southern Gothic horror/thriller/melodrama film. Southern Gothic is this kind of subgenre, I suppose, that is best defined by like the works of Tennessee Williams, you know, things that are dripping with sweat and mangrove swamps and the American South and people doing stuff that no one else in the world would do except in the American South.
Like Where the Crawdads Sing, is it?
I guess so, yeah, but with a harder edge. I haven't seen that film and don't intend to, frankly. But, you know, very often Southern Gothic stuff is tied up with religion and extreme religion and extreme religious practices that outside of that milieu seem rather extreme, I suppose, and also generational family trauma. And this film has every single thing in it. Every single Southern Gothic trope is in there deliberately. It's like an uber Southern Gothic film. It goes all the way. It's got all the trimmings. And it's highly original. It takes all the things and puts them into the pot and stirs it and serves it fresh. And it also brings back actors you haven't seen in quite a while, such as Robert Patrick from Terminator 2. He was the cyborg in Terminator 2, and Nick Stahl, who played a whole bunch of young charismatic villains in the early 2000s and then kind of stepped away from Hollywood for about 15 years because he became a terrible, well, he became an unfortunate addict, and he's re-emerging in this film. And these are kind of damaged people, these actors, and they're bringing that damage to this film. It feels very, very authentic and lived in and rough and raw and gritty and at times truly scary.
All right, this is, let's listen to a little of the trailer.
If we right our ways and we right a great wrong, then we could save her. We could save your mother, boy.
People say that property, I swear it's haunted.
It's time to let the place go.
What about Paul?
An old bastard just wants revenge.
There's something he's doing. I need to wait till dark to tell you.
It is dark now.
It's good. It's really good. You should watch it late at night, all on your own, and just get sucked into the strange vibe.
No. I want a nice look. All right, what's this show on Amazon called Emergency?
It's a movie. It's a feature film. And it is terrific. It's one of these kind of hidden gems that is an Amazon original. Amazon Studios make their own films for the Amazon streaming service, and this is one of them. It's very different, again, to the other two films this week. It's a very modern film. It's about two young Black American men in a college. It's shot in Atlanta, Georgia, but I don't know if the college is actually meant to be set there or where it's meant to be set, somewhere in the United States. And one of them is an extremely good medical student, I suppose, or scientific student, and his friend is a bit more of a slacker. And they're going to go out for a night on the town, well, on the campus, going to various campus parties and drinking and having a good time. And then something goes wrong. Basically, they go to pick up their third friend from one of their houses, and there is a woman who's wandered into this house that one of them shares, drunk, and she's collapsed on the ground. So she's passed out and she's drunk and she's white. And this is a comedy, by the way. This is a comedy thriller, but it's a comedy thriller with a fantastic non-stop edgy social message. Because the thing is, if this was the version of this film where the two protagonists were white, they would, you know, go through comic shenanigans trying to, you know, help this woman out. But because they're black, the immediate understanding among them is that they cannot call the police.
Mm-hmm.
And for us sitting in Australia, that is not all of us, obviously, but for me, let's say, as a white Australian, for me, that is, you know, the instantly revealing, fascinating element about which this film spins.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot call the police because if the police arrive, there is nothing they can say that will get past the preconceived notions that the police will arrive with on encountering two young black men and an unconscious young white woman. And so they decide that they need to take her to the hospital. But along the way, things happen, including that ever dreaded fear of encountering the police.
Mm.
And so the central conceit that black men are just terrified or duly wary of the police, especially if they've got a drunk white young woman in their back seat of their car. It's just so thought-provoking and revealing. And I read a lot of stuff about this, but this film was able to viscerally let me understand better what it was like, all wrapped up in a really, really funny, thrilling comedy.
Mm.
That's a high wire act.
This is the moment the three college students find the white woman, Emma, unconscious in their living room.
Okay, she's alive. We should call 911.
Hey, stop! Are you crazy?
We didn't do anything wrong.
We don't have to do nothing wrong, Kool-Aid.
The cops are not gonna listen. They just gonna come in here and see three brown guys hanging over this little white girl.
We looked everywhere, and we can track her on your phone.
We can't just leave her somewhere.
We take her to the hospital.
Shotgun.
I told you we should just call 911, but you
wouldn't let her out.
It looks like she's in that car.
The hell is going on?
We don't know who she is.
Actually, she just told me that she's in high school.
No!
Okay.
It's good. You'd like it.
All right. The conference. What are stars for the conference?
Four stars.
Four stars. Okay.
See it.
All right. What Josiah saw?
3.5.
3.5. An emergency?
3.5.
3.5. Okay. CJ, great stuff.
Thanks, Philip.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.